Mr. Shelby had the appearance of a gentleman, and the arrangements of the house, and the general air of the housekeeping, indicated easy and even opulent circumstances. As we before stated, the two were in the midst of an earnest conversation. "That is the way I should arrange the matter," said Mr. Shelby. "I can't make trade that way. I positively can't, Mr. Shelby," said the other, holding up a glass of wine between his eye and the light. "Why, the fact is, Haley, Tom is an uncommon fellow. He is certainly worth the sum anywhere. Steady, honest, capable. Manages my whole farm like a clock." "You mean honest as niggers go," said Haley, helping himself to a glass of brandy. "No, I mean really, Tom is a good, steady, sensible, pious fellow. He got religion at a camp meeting 4 years ago, and I believe he really did get it. I've trusted him since then, with everything I have, money, house, horses, and let him come and go round the country, and I always found him true and square in everything." "Some folks don't believe there is pious niggers, Shelby," said Haley, with a candid flourish of his hand. "But I do. I had a fellow now,